إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, I want to remind myself and you today about an evil and sickness of the heart, which is thanklessness. Kufran ni'mat. To be thankless about the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a subject on which we have spoken before many times. But like all important things, it is something which we need to repeat and remind ourselves again and again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this very clearly in Surah Ibrahim, where he said, La in shakartum la azidannakum wa la in kafartum inna azabi la shadid. And Allah said, the one who is verily the one who is grateful for my ni'mat, for my bounties, I will increase them for him. And the one who is not grateful, let him be aware and let him beware that my punishment is severe. So thanklessness is a sickness of the heart. Thanklessness is the tendency to take for granted the good that comes to us. Whether this good comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, directly, of course, everything comes from Allah. But when I say directly, I mean whether it is things that you have been born with, or whether it is good that comes to us from somebody else. Whether it's our parents or our teachers or children or families and communities, whether it is good that comes to us from society, whether it's good that comes to us from the country and so on, we take this for granted as if it is our birthright. And we do not show any gratitude for this good that comes to us. And this thanklessness is also expressed, and the diagnosis of it, one symptom is to take for granted the good that comes. The second symptom is to constantly complain. You know, always have some complaint on our tongue whenever we talk about anything. Whether it is the weather, whether it is the kind of house we live in, or the kind of car or vehicle we drive, or whether it's the kind of community we live in, and so on and so forth. Constant complaining about that particular thing. Right, and I'm not saying that the complaint that you are making is invalid. I'm not saying that if you say that it's extremely hot, that actually it is not hot. I'm not saying that. For example, I'm not saying that if you say that when you go on the road, the traffic is bad. When you say that traffic is bad, I'm not saying that this traffic is actually good. No, that may be so. But the point is, what is top of the mind consciousness for you with regard to whatever it is? Is it the negative or is it the positive? Right? Which is top of the mind consciousness for you? For example, just to give you an example, in Hyderabad we have summer, which towards the tail end of it gets very hot. So we have temperatures of 43 degrees, 44 degrees and so on and so forth. And all our chickens, they lay boiled eggs and so forth. Right? So this is one part, one aspect of summer. However, the other aspect of summer also is that this is the time when we have the king of fruits, mangoes. The one who has died without eating a mango, surely this person has been deprived of one of the great blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, why don't we think of mangoes, right? Similarly, we live in a country where we have a lot of mosquitoes. But thanks to this 43, 44 degrees temperature, not a single mosquito inside anywhere, nowhere, right? I mean, you have to go look for the mosquito. It's nowhere to be seen. Whereas other times, the mosquito comes looking for you, right? Now, there are so many positive aspects to this heat. The heat is one part of it. And then, of course, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all enough that we control our own environments, right? We have air-conditioned cars and we have air-conditioned homes and we have air-conditioned offices. So, this heat is more a figment of the imagination. Or on some occasion between the door of your office to the door of the car, and that is when you feel the heat. I'm just saying that there are all of these aspects which are also part of the same summer. But what is the first word out of our mouth when somebody says, well, you know, how is it going? And you say, oh my God, what terrible summer, you know, how hot. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. What about all the other good things? So the issue of thanklessness is to say which is top of the mind, right? So, first aspect of thanklessness is that we takes the good for granted. Second aspect of thanklessness is that we are constantly focused only on complaints. So, every time we talk, we complain. Third aspect of thanklessness is to misuse a ni'mat that has been given to us. This is also thanklessness, right? To misuse something good which has been given to us. Just to give you an example, if you find somebody who has a beautiful pashmina shawl, right? Very expensive, very valuable, very beautiful pashmina shawl. And if you see this person taking this shawl and cleaning his shoes, right? He is polishing his shoes using this pashmina shawl. What will you say to this person? What will you say to him? He says, "Oh, mad, you know, crazy. This is a beautiful thing which you should look after. And you taking it, you're wiping." Now, if the person argues and says, no, but shoes have to be clean. Shoes have to be clean, yes, but not with this shawl. Or to give you another example, say you take your topi, your cap, which really costs hardly anything. But you take the cap and you are wiping your shoes with it. You say, "You're mad. How can you use something you put on the head?" No, I am going to now wash this cap. So, just before washing the cap, I thought, let me also wipe my shoes with it. Doesn't make sense. Even if you are not going to put your cap back on your head, even if you are going to wash it, right? And then after you wash it, of course, it becomes clean. Even in that situation, you will say that this is a misuse of the cap. Yes or no? It's a misuse. Therefore, it is being thankless about this cap. Now, think about this with respect to the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us eyesight. What do we do with this eyesight? Allah has given us hearing. What do we do with the hearing? Allah has given us strength. What do we do with the strength? Allah has given us knowledge. Allah has given us wealth. Allah has given us influence. What are we doing with these things? Are we being thankful to Allah or being thankless with regard to that? So, to take these three things. One, taking it for granted. Two, complaining about things. Three, is to use that thing in a way which demonstrates a lack of concern for it, which demonstrates a lack of value for it. That is also thanklessness. Uski aapko qadar nahi hai woh cheez ki. Yes, you know, you're treating it like dirt. We have this term also in English, right? We say, he treats it like dirt. Means what? It means there's no value for it. He discards it. Take this and apply it. Throughout to, for example, parents, throughout to your children, your society, your teachers, and so on and so forth. Do you treat them like dirt or not? Do you value them? What is the value of parents? Not to go and ask for money. Value of parents is to serve the parents. Value of teachers is to actually go and learn from the teacher. To practice what the teacher teaches. To practice what the teacher teaches. Service of the, that is the meaning of thankfulness. Of, it doesn't mean go and sweep the teacher's house, no. It means to practice what the teacher teaches. So therefore, the disease of thanklessness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised punishment for the one who is thankless. Allah said, "Beware of my punishment," meaning what? That person will be punished. So what to do? Cure for thanklessness, number one, is never take anything good that comes for granted. SubhanAllah, we see this thing in the West so much. At least the older people in the West. The West is also becoming, the younger people in the West today have become like this, lack of manners. But if you take the older people, I have never ever had the occasion in the West where somebody has not said thank you with a smile for anything, any little thing you do. You open a door, somebody will say thank you. You stop in the lift, you just stop and say, "Please go ahead, let the other person go ahead," they will say thank you. Thank you and sorry, two things which people say constantly in the West. Whereas in our countries, in our societies, although we like to talk about our great civilization and we like to talk about how we have a religion that has come to us directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that religion does not teach us that if you are walking and you kick somebody accidentally, that you should say sorry. So, what kind of religion is this? Or is it the religion or is it you? Which one? How many times you are standing there, somebody walks past, kicks you, continues. Happily, no problem, does not have the decency or the courtesy to say sorry. First of all, you walk like a cow, I mean, you don't even know where you are going. And secondly, on top of that, you don't even say sorry. Ridiculous, right? No manners, this is thanklessness. Taking things for granted. So, first thing to do is, be grateful. And Rasulullah said, in the famous hadith, he said, "Man lam yashkurun nas, lam yashkurullah." The one who has not thanked the people has not thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So thank your servants, thank your parents, thank your children, thank every and anybody who does anything good for you, irrespective, no matter what, whatever little it might be. Sometimes it might be good which is not done to you personally. For example, you might go to a masjid and you find that the masjid is, you know, very nicely kept and so on and so forth. Now, it's not done for you as Mr. So-and-so. Not done for you personally, but you are benefiting from this. So, go find the person, go find the people, the caretaker of the masjid, the one who is sweeping it and cleaning it and so on. And thank him and say, Jazakallahu khairan, thank you very much for how you keep this masjid. We have this Muzaffar here who does things in the masjid. You never have to say anything to him. Everything is perfect on Jummah. This place smells nice, it's clean. On all the other days also it is, you know, vacuumed and clean and everything else. How many of us have actually said thank you to the man? Should we say or we shouldn't say? We just come for granted, we take it and go away. And if, for example, we come on one day and you find, you know, there is some dirt in the masjid, what will you do? You will call him. Then you will tell him, ye kya dikhta nahi, saaf nahi kare, and so on and so forth. You will ask, can't you see, didn't you clean? But when he cleans every day, do we say anything to him? This is very important. Very, very important that we are grateful for the benefits that come to us. And this is only one example. Now take this example and apply it in your home, apply it in your workplace, apply it in your college, university, wherever. Anything good that comes to us, we should take cognizance of it. And we should thank whoever is responsible for that good. Make this an absolute habit. You get into an auto rickshaw, get into a taxi, you get down, thank the driver. Let him be shocked. That's not your problem. Right? Thank the driver. Say, thank you very much. Give him the money and he says, thank you very much. Anything. You get off a bus, say, thank you very much to the driver, to the conductor. Every and any situation. Number one, never take things for granted. Number two, what was the second thing I said? Taking for granted. Second one is complaint. So, never complain about anything. Never complain about anything. Even if somebody reminds you, no, but isn't it very hot? Yeah, of course it's very hot. But we're also eating mangoes. That's the only time we get mangoes. Focus on the positive. I'm telling you, this is also good for you psychologically. Gives you a nice positive attitude. You don't feel depressed. You don't feel sad. You know, you feel nice. So, focus on the positive. Whatever happened, focus on the positive. And always and never complain. Because think about this. If you complain about food, who are you actually blaming? The one who gave you the food. Who is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You complain about the weather, who are you actually blaming? The one who created that weather. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, in the end, it all goes to Allah. And you don't want to be a person, as a Muslim, you do not want to be a person who blames Allah. Na'udhu billahi la hawla quwwata illa billah. After all the good that comes, I have mentioned this story of Mahmud and Ayaz many times, but it is a good thing to remind ourselves. Mahmud al-Ghaznavi had a slave called Ayaz, who he was very fond of, and you know, Ayaz was his great friend. So, one day in Afghanistan, in Ghazni, in the summer, very hot. So, one of the things you do is you eat melons and you know, you eat cucumbers and so on. So, it's cooling. So, Mahmud Ghazni was sitting and Ayaz was sitting at his feet, and Mahmud Ghazni had a cucumber and he was cutting slices of this cucumber, and they were chatting, they were talking about something. So, Mahmud Ghaznavi, the king, would cut a slice of the cucumber and give it to Ayaz, and Ayaz would eat it, and this continued until Mahmud Ghaznavi had fed this whole cucumber to Ayaz except for the last slice, which he put in his mouth. And the moment he put it in his mouth and he bit on it, he realized it was terribly bitter. So, he spat it out. And some cucumbers are like that. They are very bitter. He spat it out. He threw the slice away and he said to Ayaz, he said, you ate the whole cucumber. You never said anything. Why did you say it was bitter? Ayaz said to him, he said, oh my master, I was focusing on the fact that I am getting it from your hand. The honor of getting this thing from your hand. He said, bitter, how does it matter? How many things I have got from you which are so good? You want me to complain about a cucumber? This is a slave to his human master. What about the slave to his real master? Because a slave is not a slave. No human can own another human. No matter what they call it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are Ibadullah. I am Abdullah. What about complaining about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So never complain. And the third one is, never misuse what has been given to you, because that is thanklessness. And what is the misuse of the things that have been given to us? Is to use them for things which are not worthy of those. And therefore, what's the third part of it? Ensure that we always use whatever Allah has given us for the purpose for which He gave us. Not for anything else. Allah did not give us this tongue to curse. Allah did not give us this tongue to curse. Allah did not give us our eyes and ears and faculties to do things which He has prohibited. Allah did not give us our wealth to spend in things which He has made haram. No matter what. No matter how small or big, that's not the issue. The issue is the disobedience of the one who is Akbar. Allah did not give us the wealth, our wealth to be spent in things which are haram. Allah did not give us our strength to be used in ways which Allah has not permitted. So let us make sure we do this, inshallah. As we said, the cure, the disease and the cure. And therefore, let us ensure that we identify these things. The purpose of all of these reminders is not simply to listen and go. It is to identify. Once you listen to a reminder, then reflect in your life and say, is this thing in my life? Am I like this? I am not saying necessarily that every single thing you will find in your life, inshallah, I hope you don't find any of them in your life. I wish that you are absolutely perfect. But just in case you are not perfect, maybe there is something that is there. So reflect on it and think about it and say that, oh, well, okay, fine. This is one of the symptoms of this particular disease that I find within myself. And therefore, let me work on it to cure that disease. And I have been also giving you the cures for these things. So, ruju ila Allah, make tawbah for being thankless. That's very important. Make tawbah for being thankless and then do these three things. Number one, never take things for granted. Always express the thanks. Number two, never complain. And number three, never misuse what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.